this picture is in color. It's rectangular, horizontal format with the number 46 in the upper right-hand corner in white. This is a close-up picture of two children feeding chickens and another person slightly off outside of the picture. The ground is packed dry dirt. There's a little indentation where a little boy is crouched, holding out his hand, and next to him, a little girl is on slightly higher on the dry, slightly higher ground. She's also holding out her hand. There's dry hay on the ground. Two brown chickens on the left-hand side of the picture. One of them, it's just actually, I think we're looking at the back end of the chicken on the left. The chicken on the right is viewed from the side, all brown with a red comb and crest. Little boy is holding out his left hand. He's wearing a purplish fleece top, which seems very big on him, and it falls and covers his bum, and the sleeve is rolled up to keep his hand exposed, and it's got a collar with a light blue edge. And I say he's holding out his left hand. It's hard to see because it's a bit overexposed. Probably has some seeds there for the chicken. The little boy is about, I'd say, 8 to 10 years old. He's fair-skinned, rosy cheeks. His ears are a little red. Maybe he's a bit cold. His hair is blonde, very blonde, almost white. The wind seems to be ruffling the bangs in the front. His hair is cut short at the back, and then slightly longer on top. He has a bit of a smile. He's wearing black pants and black. They look like lace-up ankle boots with like metal rivet loops to hold laces. And that's it for him. And to his right, but in front of him, in the center of the picture, is a little girl. She has she seems a little bit younger than him, maybe closer to 8. Again, rosy cheeks. I think she has freckles, and her ears are a little red too. She's smiling slightly. You can see her teeth. She has brown hair just past the bottom of her neck, and her hair seems a little wavy. And she has bangs also. Sort of her hair is parted on the left, and the bangs are brushed to the side, and it's all tied back by a purplish blue bandana with white designs with a little knot on top of her head. She's wearing a white round neck t-shirt and a fleece top, which is sort of not checkered, but it's purple. Purple, yellow, and black, sort of a tartan pattern on the outside, and the inside, the reverse, seems to be fuchsia, black, and yellow tartan. You can see the fingers of her left hand sort of resting on her left knee. She is holding out her right hand to feed the chicken. I can't see what's in her hand. I'm assuming she has some seeds also. And she is wearing white sneakers, fairly clean from what I can tell, and she's wearing black pants. The bottoms seem fairly narrow, not floppy. To the right of the picture, slightly behind these children, there's an adult, maybe judging by the hands and the footwear and the legwear, I would say maybe a female, wearing a hot pink fleece jacket. You can see some of the buttonholes on the right-hand side. And this person is holding out her right hand, sort of cupped, and I'm assuming she has more seeds to give to the children. She seems to be wearing brownish leggings, dark pink, pinkish ankle socks, and brown, what looks brown, black, lace-up, suede shoes up to her ankles. Now behind these people, oh, and there's a barn, like a door, a wooden door, open probably from the chicken coop, some unfinished planks with a diagonal support bar. And behind this, sort of parallel to the front, there's a unfinished wood post holding some chicken wire, and was another post near the adult on the right hand side. And behind this chicken wire, we can see another coop with the door closed. And there's, as far as we can tell, there's one darker, slightly darker brown chicken facing to the right on the other coop. And at the other end of that coop, you can see a little bit of grassy field in the edge, like a meadow and some shrubbery near the top end of the picture. That's it.